Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. The last person to see John Wilkes Booth's body before it was buried beneath a dirt floor was an Army doctor named George Loring Porter. Porter later lived in Stuart, and Alice Luckhart, a retired teacher, has written about his remarkable life. Lincoln's assassin, his body wrapped in an Army blanket and placed in a pine box, was buried at midnight.
They were worried about his own supporters, Booth supporters, and Southern sympathizers coming and capturing, taking the body somehow. So it was totally secret. But I think one of the things that Porter has to be most remembered for is that he was in charge of the care of these 8 conspirators. It was the Secretary of War who said, "I want all those conspirators bound. I mean, they're going to have chains on their arms. They're going to get little or no food. Each is in their own cell." Well, here's Porter, a medical doctor. He can see very quickly. They're starting to get skin disease. They're very sickly. They're coughing. They're getting no exercise, poor food. He warns his superiors, including Stanton, the Secretary of War, and Porter's defying him and saying, "You're going to have to do something. You're not going to have anybody to even have a trial with. They're going to die on you, or they're going to go crazy."
So he loosened the rules because of Porter.
Porter was the one who had to push. Now, it wasn't on the first push. He actually had to get other doctors who were specialists to back him up, to say, "Yeah, he's right. You're going to have to do something, or these guys aren't going to even make it through the trial."
The 8 accused conspirators went on trial, and all were convicted. 4 were sentenced to die by hanging, and the others were sent to prison at Fort Jefferson. That's on Dry Tortugas, southwest of Key West. Porter accompanied the 4 to prison. It was a week-long voyage by schooner.
And again, that was secretive. No one was to know because they were afraid of being ambushed, too, even in the boat.
How long did he stay at Fort Jefferson, do you know?
Approximately 2 days. And it said that he even brought a gift from Florida to one of his superiors there at the Washington Arsenal.
What was the gift?
That's the only thing I don't know. Some kind of little Florida whatever.
Maybe a conch shell. How long did he have to keep his silence?
It's like a lot of people after the Civil War. Nobody wanted to talk about anything. They just wanted to say, "Let's get this behind him." So he, because of the secrecy also, never said anything. It's not until about the 1890s he starts talking, he writes his memoirs, and he starts lecturing about his experience in the war.
Now, later in life, Dr. Porter started coming to Stuart.
He'd heard about the great fishing across the country. People were talking about President Grover Cleveland coming here and loving the fishing in Stuart.
So Dr. Porter came down, and where did he stay?
Well, the well-known hotel at that time was the Danforth along the St. Lucie River.
It's long gone, right?
It was torn down many years after he was there.
When he was here, did he talk about the assassination and about John Wilkes Booth?
Well, that was what I found out in doing my research, that was a popular topic. He would hold literally court in the lobby there, the Danforth, tell about his many adventures.
Have you found any documents or letters or newspaper clippings about his time here in Stuart?
The main thing was the obituary. A nice big obituary was done after his death in the Stuart Messenger, 1919. A lot of the people that weren't part of his circle listening to his stories there at the hotel were surprised to read this, that here we had this man that was a connection with the Lincoln assassination. And they believed him. He was not a man to make up stories.
Did he express any opinions about the assassination, about Booth, about Lincoln?
I think one of the most fascinating items that I heard once that he said was about Mary Surratt, one of the conspirators he took care of. He believed that Mary Surratt actually believed that the killing of President Lincoln would save the Confederacy.
If you had been alive when the Danforth Hotel was open and Dr. Porter was talking to people, what would you want to ask him?
Oh, gosh. Everybody was against these conspirators. What gave you that courage to say, "This is not right, this is inhuman treatment"?
Alice Luckhart wrote an article about Porter for the April issue of Florida Monthly. Lincoln died on this date in 1865. A Robert Redford film about Mary Surratt opens today. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.